This is a Way Back Wednesday that I love.
It's so good.
Last thing I remember saying bye to yesterday. Glad to see it over, pulling covers over my head. What were you doing while I dreamt the night away? Cause I can tell that something's different and my eyes ain't even open yet. I'm smelling coffee, birds are singing.
Sadly, I'm not smelling my coffee yet because I haven't yet made
Hillary,
it.
Hillary, what's going on? Man.
Sad. Well, I feel like, okay, so I'm 22 minutes overdue for my coffee, and like that's really a challenge. But just 30 years from now, that could be the norm.
What are you talking about?
Coffee could very soon become what's considered a luxury item. Yes,
so
I'm
by the
horrified.
Time you're in your 70s, you might not be able to.
No one wants me to be old and cranky.
Uh-uh.
The only way I'm going to be a fun, old, quirky person is if I have coffee to fuel me.
Yeah, I don't think we're doing a morning show with you unless you've got your coffee. So.
Thanks to climate change, coffee could become a luxury item within 30 years. Yes, up to half of the land currently used globally to grow coffee could become unusable for this purpose. Experts say the quality of coffee could be diminished as farmers turn to new varieties that lower production volumes and could cause prices to increase.
Yeah, but, you know, if we can make burgers out of plants, can't we make coffee out
of
it, too?
You have a point.
Human ingenuity, innovation. I mean,
there's got to be some way.
You have a point.
Yeah. Or at that point, maybe we'll just have, like, the coffee patches like they have in that kids' movie. Meet the Robinsons.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Where she's got, I've only got 31 cups of coffee. Bah! Yeah, I love that.
We've got a bumper from that.
So, I don't know. I may or may not start stockpiling.
I started with a cup of warm cider at home this morning, but I did have my mocha here at work.
Yes.
So, yeah, you get into a routine, right?
You do.
Yeah.
You do. When I was growing up, my dad was a fanatic when it came to duct tape. Okay. He just truly believed in this stuff.
Did he watch Red Green on
PBS? Yes, and he has seen him live multiple times.
Okay, there we go.
Did MacGyver have duct tape? Because I feel like he could have accomplished even more things if he had duct tape.
My dad even would keep a roll of it in his truck when he was driving a truck, like between the seats on the big hump, you know? And it would like stick there because the stickiness would adhere. And that was his cup holder. Because he's like, look,
awesome.
You can use it for everything. It's a cup holder or you can fix stuff. So I'm thinking of my dad as I read this today, because a new study is out that says 51% of us have duct tape holding something together in our homes. Anything from toilet seats to engines, laptops. Yes. A third of us are using it to patch something up on or in our cars.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have to say, I've also attempted to use duct tape. This shows how ghetto I was. I tried to use duct tape when I was a single bachelor. I was like, I'm going to put up some Christmas lights. And I couldn't figure out how to get them to work. So I duct taped them up on the eaves of the house.
Hey.
It didn't work when the weather got cold.
But 1 year, my mom hot glued our Christmas lights to our house. Not kidding.
Makes it more permanent.
It was a little different.
You know, one of the unique aspects, it's such so amazing, is you could take duct tape. If you drop something into a narrow space and you've got to somehow use MacGyver skills to kind of maybe fold out a hanger, you have to drop in there. But the stickiness of the duct tape can grab the item and you can yank it out. So, anyway.
Yeah.
I have duct tape. And again, I had a little incident where I was going through because I drop off the deposit from Counting Offerings at church. At the bank at RCU in Rice Lake. And so I was talking to my son at the time and wasn't being real careful. And I snapped off the mirror on our van.
Oh,
like,
no.
Not all the way off, but it's like, boom, Daddy hit the thing because I was pulling in and thought I had more room.
Okay, now you're getting somewhere. Now we have had a mirror duct taped to our van in the past.
Here's the thing. I needed to get from Rice Lake all the way back to Eau Claire at the time, and so I didn't have any duct tape with, shame on me. So I asked my dad, all he had was Blaze Orange Hunter duct tape.
Yes!
So I used some Blaze Orange duct tape to just get that mirror there, and it wobbled a little bit on the way back. Now I've used black matching duct tape, and now it just blends in with the side of the van.
See, you just need to put a roll on the floor between the seats of your van, and you'll have a handy cup holder.
Oh, believe me, I keep some around now.
What did people do before duct tape?
I don't know. Used string. It's not nearly as effective. You know, I've had a rough couple of days. Yesterday morning, I couldn't find my shoes.
Yes, I was wondering, because you texted me, if we can pull back the curtain, you texted me that you were running a little late, and I almost was a smart aleck and was like, couldn't find the shoes again, huh?
Yeah, no, this morning was my phone, actually, so I was looking all over for my phone.
How did you text me then?
Well, because I climbed into my car when I found it. Yeah, yesterday morning, I was running around my house like a three-year-old saying, I can't find my shoes! I can't find my shoes!
And here's the thing, if mama can't find it, who else is going to step in and help?
Right. Oh, my goodness. My husband finally found them, but I already had other shoes on my feet. But my old feet were unhappy in the wedge heels that I was wearing yesterday. They were cute shoes, but not as comfortable.
Not as comfy. Cute doesn't always equal comfy.
Yeah, today I couldn't find my phone. So I'm hoping I don't turn into this kid. There's this 19-year-old guy. Connor is his name.
Connor.
In the UK. He drove 2 hours from his home in Plymouth to attend a music festival in Bristol. Parked his car in a public street about a 10-minute taxi ride from the event that he went to. But after the show, he and his friends couldn't remember exactly where they'd left the car.
Tough. Happens in big stadium parking lots and such.
Still can't find the car.
Still?
His mother is quoted as stating, I'm devastated and annoyed that he's been so irresponsible.
Oh, goodness. Imagine what she said to him if that's what she said publicly to the press.
She says, you know what youngsters are like. He parked there without thinking he'll take a picture of the street. Yeah, I take pictures of streets, too, when I park in strange cities.
Whenever we go to, like, the Mall of America, it's like, okay, so we're in the yellow giraffe level or whatever it is.
Okay, so when I was in Chicago this summer, we parked underground. Like, you're driving down Michigan Ave, and you just go into the underground, into the inner bowels of the city. And you get all turned around because you can't see anything, and you're down how many levels? And so we go to the nearest elevator, we take it up, we step out onto the street. I immediately grab my phone and start taking pictures of everything so that we remember.
Yeah, sure.
Because I would never find my car. And I'm taking pictures and my aunt elbows me. She says, hey, I don't think we're going to have a problem. I said, why? She says, look behind you. I look behind. We were parked exactly under the bean.
Oh.
Like, under the bean. Yay. So needless to say, he hitched a ride home. He's been walking to work since this happened. They've spent the last weekend going through the city looking for his car. He says he recalled parking it across the street from a row of bushes.
Helpful.
Not so much. They've checked with the city. It has not been towed. So,
dude, where's my car?
He's offering a 100-pound reward for information that leads to its return.
His mom's probably going to take it out of his allowance. Best of luck to Connor, not only finding the car, but also dealing with the winter of his mother's discontent.
Oh, yes. Good luck.
Hey, big congratulations to, from all of our, we probably should do a drum roll with this.
So, from everyone
who entered this morning in our final Switchfoot tickets giveaway, they will be at the Pablo Center for the Arts next Tuesday. You can still get some tickets. There are still tickets remaining, but our last giveaway was this morning. We had lots of you saying we enjoyed it so much. Thank you for participating.
It was super fun.
Would you do the drum roll?
I would love to do the drum roll. All right, our winner is...
That was excellent. That was like Switchfoot's drummer.
Thanks.
Lauren from Oliva is our winner.
Congratulations, Lauren. That's super exciting. I hope you have a great time at the concert.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.